Connecticut finances are in relatively good shape despite the latest projection that the state might face a $2.1 billion deficit in fiscal year 2021. That's according to Governor Ned Lamont. WSHU's Abang Odama has more.
Lamont says he doesn't plan to seek new taxes or cut services to close the projected deficit. He says that's because Connecticut has a rainy day fund that's now more than $3 billion, or 15.1% of the state's general fund, which is a record high. Lamont also expects Congress to soon take action on another federal stimulus package.
Thankfully, we've kept in place our rainy day fund. That means we don't have to pull the trigger like a lot of our other states have on some of these issues. And I'm still hopeful that Congress is going to step up and do the right thing.
Comptroller Kevin Lembo forecast the $2.1 billion deficit for fiscal year 2021 earlier this week, but warned that the economic uncertainty due to the COVID-19 pandemic makes forecasting revenue changes challenging. Connecticut ended its last fiscal year in June with a $138 million surplus, even though a deficit had been projected at the beginning of the pandemic. Ebong Udama, WSH News.